This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're getting word that an aircraft temporarily flew into restricted airspace around the RNC in Milwaukee late yesterday. The North American Aerospace Defense Command dispatched an F-35 fighter jet to check it out. The jet found the craft in question and safely escorted it out of the area. Republicans hope J.D. Vance helps the party make gains with young adults starting out in life. State Representative Nick Redinger is 33. He says young adults are feeling more welcome in the GOP.
Because for a very, very long time, a lot of folks were like decades older than them. And so I think the Republican Party becoming younger and younger is absolutely to our advantage, and really, really excited about the direction we're taking.
Redinger says Republicans have better solutions to the problems young adults face. Voters say they want to feel more united again, but one expert says Americans haven't shown they're ready to settle their differences.
We're at a state right now that even the word democracy means different things clearly, right, to different sets of Americans.
Mindy Romero is with the Center for Inclusive Democracy at the University of Southern California. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call says the government shouldn't control personal health decisions. A court hearing in Texas for Travis King of Racine was delayed this week. King's lawyers are hammering out a plea deal with military prosecutors on 8 charges, including desertion. King was released from a South Korean detention center last July after running into the demilitarized zone. King was finally sent back to U.S. custody in September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A teenager was shot in Sun Prairie last night. WKOW reports it happened around 9 on Elizabeth Lane. The teen was shot in the hand and taken to the hospital. They're expected to be okay. Anyone with information can call Sun Prairie Police or Dane County Crime Stoppers. While the Madison area is adding fewer units of housing than it did the year before, it's still booming post-pandemic. Analysis from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows we would need to add 7,000 more housing units per year to keep up with demand. The number of permits dropped slightly from 2022 to 2023. But when we take a broader view, new building permits increased 78% from just 2021 to 2023. Most of that construction was for multifamily homes like apartment buildings. And the city of Madison will stop picking up big items from apartment buildings. City Street Superintendent Charlie Romine says it's just not sustainable for his department. It takes a lot of extra time and resources. For the last few years, they've used a work order system to pick up things like furniture. But now we have so many large apartment buildings, it's overwhelmed the staff. Starting January 1st, building managers will have 24 hours to get items picked up by private companies. You often hear people blaming politicians for gas prices. We've even heard some of it this week with the RNC in Wisconsin. But Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, wants you to know it doesn't really matter who's in the Oval Office. A president's administration doesn't have a role in gas prices, and they don't even have much of an indirect impact either.
Supply and demand are what dictate price, and the balance of that can shift very quickly.
On average, here in Wisconsin, a gallon of gas would cost you $3.33 today, but here in Madison, it's $3.42. And a sad update from Henry Vilas Zoo. Beloved harbor seal Sparky has died. He was 26, and he had more and more health issues as he got older. He was so patient that he was the seal new staff would train with. For the time being, seal keeper chats at the zoo are suspended just to give the staff a little space and time to process. And today, Wisconsin's own Culver's turns 40. Craig and Lee Culver opened the first location on July 18, 1984. Now the chain has hundreds of locations across 25 states. There's a big celebration in Sauk City with 89-cent custard and tons of cake. And if you're not in that area today, every Culver's is donating proceeds to a charity of their choice. And the Dane County Fair starts today. There's a carnival, great food, and of course, all the livestock shows you could want, plus a bunch of live music. And it's a good year to be a dog lover. Get this, there are stunt dog performances every day and a dog show on Sunday. The fair is at the Alliant Energy Center from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. all weekend. And Maxwell Street Days begins today. The tradition started in the 70s with shops doing sidewalk sales. State Street looks a whole lot different than it used to, though. Now, instead of mostly boutiques and retailers, there are more bars and restaurants. Maxwell Street Days is from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, tomorrow, and Saturday, and from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Next year is its 50th anniversary. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clevins with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we were heading towards after the injury.
A source telling The Athletic the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Do you get mad when people don't take your calls? Denzel Washington wouldn't know anything about that. He recently called singer Lenny Kravitz in the middle of a concert, and Kravitz took the call. It may sound rude to audience members, but it really wasn't, as Kravitz put it on speaker and had the crowd say hi to Denzel, the man he calls his big brother. Kravitz also told Washington to say hello to Italy. There is no word on whether or not roaming charges applied. If you bought tickets to one of the upcoming Tenacious D shows, make sure you kept the receipt. The band is taking a knee after Kyle Gass made a comment that bandmate Jack Black did not approve of. Gass was presented with a birthday cake for his 64th birthday on stage and made a wish that was politically incendiary regarding the assassination attempt on former President Trump's life. Black says he does not condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. Gass has apologized for the remark. Excited for the blockbusteriest blockbuster of the summer? If the early reviews are any indication, you won't be let down. Twisters is currently pulling an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. Reviewers are praising not only the film's CGI, but also well-thought-out characters in the disaster film. I see a new box office champion this weekend move over Despicable Me 4. In big-time stars that need a reality check news, the New York Post reports that singer Adele says she has no desire to release an album anytime soon. The singer is under contract in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace and says she'll take a powder after her contract ends in November. Adele says she does not like being famous, but loves that she gets to make music all the time, even though she has no plans to make new music anytime soon. She says music was always a hobby that she just fell into. Adele says what she really wants to be is a TV script reader. $75 a script versus multi-millionaire performer. After a few months of that, she'll be running back to Vegas. Andy Samberg sat down for a chat with Kevin Hart on his Heart to Heart series on Peacock and revealed the reason he left Saturday Night Live. Samberg, who became known for his digital shorts, including the popular in a Box sketch, which also starred Justin Timberlake, told Hart that physically and emotionally he felt his life was falling apart. After leaving SNL, Samberg went on to do such films as Grown Ups 2 and Hot Rod and starred in 8 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC. In case you hadn't noticed, Netflix is slowly taking over the world. Variety reports that the network's latest acquisitions from other networks include Interview with the Vampire and various Walking Dead shows, including The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon, Walking Dead Dead City, The Walking Dead The Ones Who Live, and 11 seasons of The Actual Walking Dead, which will air ad-free. The deal is great for both platforms, especially AMC, which typically has 11.5 million viewers and now has access to all 270 million Netflix users. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 76 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 78 by Saturday, partly cloudy, warmer and a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.